And this ad is me, giving you an extra dose of love! Love! Did you know the best way to spread the love about a podcast you love is to share it with a friend? Make sure they have a podcast app and download it on their device of choice. And then be like, did you listen? I think you'd really like it. And make sure you get to episode 3 because that's where it all really kicks off. And my friend Sponsor Bots on it and it's really nice. Or whatever podcast it is you're sharing. And it costs nothing and it really helps us out. And it makes me very happy. That's all.
It is a bitterly cold night on the planet of Boreas Minor, as is usual for an ice dwarf. But in Mr. King's concealed mansion, the fire is burning, shadows flickering around the ornate velvet and oak room. At his desk, Automnicon's self-appointed lead CEO is writing his Brucemas cards.
Dear Mr. Braithwaite Stanlington Smythe, it was positively charming to see you at the office so much more this year. I do hope your new position is suiting you as well as it is us. Salutations and well wishes to your family will be sent to them on your behalf. Keep up the good work, or else, Mr. King. To the Right Honourable First Minister of the Great Empire of Briartitica. Your payment is overdue. Consequences have been scheduled. Merry Brucemas. Mr. King. To my dearest Mr. and Mrs. Slately. It is with the warmest regards I write to unfortunately deny permission for additional logs for your fire. The service you provide us is frankly of very little worth to us, as we only really employ you to put other smaller ventures out of business. Providing any heating to yourselves whatsoever means we only just break even, and additional fuel would push us into loss-making. As you know, profits are tight, and any further costs would, unfortunately, lead us into a situation requiring your immediate, unpaid redundancy. My advice would be to burn the mould you were complaining about earlier in the year, and any Brucemas decorations, or cards for that matter. Although, not this one, as it is made of a rather expensive flame-retardant material. Merry Brucemas, Mr. King. Oh, dear Mother, greetings, etc. I am alive, profits are satisfactory. Regards, Mr. King. Ah, dear Zaza of Heglecting, thank you ever so much for your continued understanding with the unfortunate occurrence with your queen's heir under my predecessor. Wasp-cow hybrids were obviously not the required outcome of our agreement. We understand that fully, along with the full weight of the repercussions you now face. I can assure you, with my assistance, you will soon have a new human hybrid and again return Gontano to greatness. We will ensure there will be no interference this time. Yours sincerely, and Merry Brucemas, Mr. King. That's quite enough of this Brucemas nonsense for one evening. Twins, release the laser hounds and hold my calls. You can start slow cooking breakfast as well. I think perhaps that ortolan and swan stew we've been looking forward to. Good night.
In that special festive mini episode of We Fix Space Junk, you heard Karen Cromfley as Mr. King. The program was written by Beth Crane. and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. If you want a little more We Fix Space Junk this festive season, our new Brismas special is available right now. With a little nod to a festive classic, The Ghosts of Brismas Past is now live on Patreon and available to purchase. Visit battlebird.productions/specials for more information. You can also buy our previous year's specials, The Spirit of Brismas and The Automnicon Brismas Party.
Thank you so much for listening to our show. In a year when everything's been so strange and difficult, the amount of support we've had has been overwhelming. Without the show, this would have been an incredibly hard year for us. Thank you for everything. We want to wish each and every one of you a Merry Brismas and a happy, peaceful New Year.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
You have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.